My sermon today comes from the epistle, Paul's first epistle to his spiritual son, Timothy. Let me read from the first chapter here. I thank him who has given me strength for this, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he judged me faithful by appointing me to be in his service. Though I formerly blasphemed and persecuted and insulted him, but I had received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief, and the grace of our Lord Jesus overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is sure and worthy to be fully accepted, that Christ came into the world to save sinners, and I am the foremost among sinners. But I received mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience for an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life. Then he moves on to the doxology. To the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. So Paul had his time apart from grace. He had his time apart from the peace of Christ, and he was a persecutor of the church. Let me also read what he said, describing not only his condition, but all our condition apart from Christ. I read now from Ephesians, the second chapter. Therefore, remember that at one time you Gentiles in the flesh, called the uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision, which is made in the flesh by hands. Remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no help and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. So we must all be honest with ourselves. We at all time, every one of us, was without Christ. We were alienated. We were lost. We were bound in sin. And we were caught up in death. We were without light and without his life. But by his grace, he has touched each and every one of us. By his love for us, by his compassion for us, he became human. God became flesh and dwelt among us. And in that incarnation, he has drawn all things into himself. Those things in heaven and those things on earth. All things are gathered together in Christ. And we are among those gathered in Christ and have union and relationship with him. Paul was lost. Paul was without hope apart from Christ, as were we once, as were all of us at one time. But thanks be to God, Christ came into the world to save sinners. It's interesting after this part of his epistle that he goes into a doxology. He acknowledges his former state. He declares openly that it is only by God's grace that he has been saved and has become an apostle to the Gentiles. And he says this in his doxology. To the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. So as we take stock of who we were and who we are and who God is forming us into, we are to be ever more fully formed in the image of Christ. I think we need to take assessment as we move through our day, as we move through our lives. Not only here in this moment, where we all should be singing along with the choir the praises of God, but we need to take that praise, that thanksgiving, that gratitude, and express it in every corner, every part of our life, every person we interact with, everyone we touch, and everything we do, every word we say. I think we've all seen people who have had great blessings in life, but yet go through life like one big sorry Eeyore. Nothing is good, nothing is right, everything is wrong, and you right now, buddy, are in my way. We have also seen people who have been dealt a lesser hand in life, but can interact with grace, peace, blessing, and dignity, and can find the good in everything and in everyone they encounter. Now, whatever our lot is in life, we're to be that second person. St. Paul elsewhere, in the 5th chapter of Ephesians, writes this. Again, he reminds them, but encourages them. From the 5th chapter of Ephesians, "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with all of your heart. Always and for everything, giving thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father." So that is to be who we are, what we do. Now, we may not want to be singing aloud at work or someplace where it might be a little bit inappropriate and people with white coats come and take us away. But we are to be filled with joy. You know, every Sunday, every Saturday, and on the bulletin that's sent to us by email, are the hymns that are going to be sung in the Saturday liturgy, Vespers, and in the Sunday liturgy. I have found great joy in memorizing some of them and going through my day, not only quoting scriptures to my little old self, but having that in my heart. Not that I always do it, because plenty of times I step in it. But if we go through that, our life, with that attitude, we will not only lift ourselves up, but all those around us. That reminds me again of one of Paul's verses that I try to live by, where he says in Thessalonians, 1st chapter, "Rejoice always, pray constantly, give thanks in all things, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus." So it's not the circumstances, it's us, how we perceive and how we choose and decide to move and act. Let me conclude this sermon with a portion of the first hour. "Let our mouths be filled with your praise, O Lord, that we may sing of your glory and majesty all the day long. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen."